Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God Chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen. It's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer request and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your hostess for today, Trarina, a.k.a. Royal Princess. Welcome to Declare Victory. We are happy to have you here with us, and we know you're going to be blessed. There is no online prayer request from the app. The order of the call is as follows. Scripture is Kendra. Declaration is Angela. Prayer number one is Juliet. I need Ambassador to pray second, please. Is anyone available to pray second?
I got it, Trin.
Thank you so much, Dion. I repeat that order again. The scripture is Kendra, declaration is Angela, prayer number one is Juliet, and prayer number two is Dion. Don't forget to meet your line by pressing the standing mute feature. I now pass the call over to Kendra, and have a blessed day, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. I'll be coming from the New King James Version, the first book of Peter, the second chapter, verses 3, 4, and 5. And the scriptures read as follows. If indeed you have tasted the Lord is gracious, come unto him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by man, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his most holy word as I pass the call.
Amen. We thank God for that word on this morning. Good morning, Declare Victory family. This is your sister, Angela. God bless you all on this morning. So, this week, I'm excited again to talk about discipleship. Amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful, needful topic. So let's start off with prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you on this morning, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us, God, through the night. Thank you for sweet rest, God. Father, have your way, Jesus, in all that I say, Father. Let a hot coal, Father, press upon my lips that I only say what you say, God, that I only give forth to your people as you give it to me. Father, I honor you and I praise you and for allowing me to come before your people to share your word. Father, we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Again, God bless you on this morning. And just wanted to remind you, if you could star six your phone to mute your phone for the continuity of the call, that would be awesome, awesome. So discipleship. So what was on my heart is just a couple things in discipleship. Qualifications, something we need to think about. If there is a qualification, do you feel qualified? And of the 12 disciples, did you note any qualifications? What qualified them? And along with that, being a disciple, being a disciple, growing disciple, can you be discipled? Are you in a position to? Or do you feel that you've come to a place to where you don't feel you can be discipled? So let's talk about Jesus' important. I'm sorry, that was a little ebonic. Jesus' discipleship was foundational to Jesus Christ's ministry. Was foundational. Jesus made it very clear to the ones that he discipled who they were and how they were to stay connected. Because once you find out who you are, it could be both spiritual, and I'm going to take this both. I want you to open up, and I want you to see discipleship, being discipled, and can you disciple? I want you to see it both naturally and both spiritually, the importance of both and how they are not different. Okay, so we know, as I just said, discipleship was foundational to Jesus Christ's ministry. Jesus made it very clear to the ones that he discipled who they were and how to stay connected. That is so important. How to stay connected. In the Word of God, I didn't have it in front of me, but it's a thought that's coming up. When Jesus talked about staying connected to the vine, because it's very important that we stay connected. Naturally, example, if you're a professor, you're a professor of mathematics, how can you continue to operate as a professor with the strength, with the teaching ability, with the mindset, if you're not connected to who and what you are? If you know that you're a math professor, should you be taking math seriously? Should you dive and indulge deeper, learning from those that have greater knowledge than you? So would that professor ever stop being discipled? I think if he does, then he would fail. You have to stay connected to the vine. So in John 8:31, Jesus makes this very plain. If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Listen to that. He said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Staying connected. How? There's the answer. If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. So growing disciples overlaps with many different aspects of the kingdom. Many different aspects of the kingdom. In order for us to take and hold our rightful positions in the earth, we must make disciples in all that we do, of ourselves, our families, when we're on our jobs, if we're a supervisor, if we're a business owner. Are you making disciples? Are you hiring people? When you do hire them, do you first see them as a disciple? So let's take a look at some characteristics needed in this relationship between a teacher, disciple, and a student, the person being discipled. One of the things we must do is train the disciple in word, relationship. That's huge. Because a lot of the times we get the word. We get the word. But we fail in relationship. So let that sink in a minute. We need the word, training the disciple in word. And again, let's open up. Let's open up our mindset. And I'm not just talking about there right in your ministry. The ministry has four walls. Talking outside of the ministry. I'm talking culture. I'm talking your home life. I'm talking your business. I'm talking your on your job, in your community, in your nonprofit. Training the disciple in word and relationship, which is so important. If you train someone in word only, that word could be the word of God, that word could be, again, mathematics. It could be sociology. It could be how to bake a cake. You're training them in something, but you cannot leave out the importance of cultivating them to be a person of good relationship. Because as we have seen, we see people in positions in Christendom, outside of Christendom, they have the position, but they don't have the characteristic for the position. Yes, you've been called to that. You've been called minister. You've been called intercessor. You've been called evangelist. You've been called CEO. You've been called coach, supervisor, second supervisor, director. You've been called, but your characteristics don't match. So when we are building disciples, we must also train them in relationship. And thirdly, and ministry. Ministry is the cultivating of the word and relationships. So if we step to the side and relate this naturally, in the world it's called internship. A molding. I'm molding this person. Would you like an internship? I'm mentoring this person, taking someone under your wing and teaching them a certain thing, like a position, for example. It could be at home. You could be molding, making your niece, your nephew, teaching them. Come on, son, let me teach you how to work on this car. Let me show you how to do this. We disciple all day long in every aspect of our life. And we want to get it right. So, again, with my question in the beginning, can you be discipled? Are you discipling right? Let's take a look at a side that's not often brought up or made visible or talked about first as a disciple. When we talk about pulling people close or discipling someone, mentoring someone, we those that do it may get a, they would love it. You know, they get a drive, they get a thirst for it. This is what I'm going to do. I want to pour into someone else. God has poured into me. I want to pour into this next person. Let's take a look at something. I have a quote here by A.W. Tozer. Only a disciple can make a disciple. Only a disciple can make a disciple. That is so profound to me. And in making that disciple, we must make known all the aspects that come with being a disciple of whatever you're discipling someone in. I'm going to go a little deeper into that. Luke 14 and 27. This is a scripture we hear all the time. We may have heard it for the last couple of months, but I really want us to listen to it, to eat this word. Let this word go down in your belly and cultivate. Luke 14 and 27 says, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. The very overlooked, ran through scripture. Because once trouble hits, we disappear. Luke 14 and 27, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Jesus said, carry the cross and follow. If you think back on the cross, how heavy the cross was, what the cross represented, all that was upon the cross, he said, yes, you have to carry some things. Yes, you have to deal with some things as a disciple. Yes, you have to suffer some things. And follow me in the midst of them. Not lay down. Not fall up in the corner and cry. And if you do, you do that. Give yourself 10 seconds. We all need a good cry, a boo-hoo, get your pillow, scream, snot it out, and you get back up. During this last major hurricane in Southern California, down in Florida, they showed, CNN showed, pictures of the palm, the wind blowing and the palm trees swaying. I mean, the palm trees were almost sideways. They were not leveled. They were taking the brunt of the gale force winds. They were taking the brunt of it. They were leaned. They were bent. They couldn't even stand all the way up. Even when the wind relented, the wind was going. It was coming at them, pressing them, hitting them hard. They still were bent. They were swaying. They were bouncing. They never were able to stand up until that wind stopped, till the wind subsided. But they didn't break. So Jesus said, whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. As a disciple, when trouble hits, we can't disappear. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. Word of God says a just man falls 7 times, and what makes him just? That man gets back up again and again and again and again. The 12 disciples. Let's briefly touch on the 12 disciples. What made them disciples, if you ask yourself? What qualified them to be a disciple? Did they know the trouble that they would face as a disciple? Did they know the disregard? Did they know the hate? Did they know the stoning? Did they know they would be in jail, beatings? Did they know that before they were a disciple? The temptations that we have to deal with. Word of God says Jesus is acquainted with our grief. How, God? How are you acquainted with our grief? I'm a disciple. I'm trying to live this life. I'm trying to do what you asked me to do. How are you acquainted with my grief? Let's talk about temptation. It correlates with disciples because we have them. There's nothing that we suffer. There's nothing that we go through. There's nothing that we struggle through on every aspect that Jesus has not. Temptations of a disciple. Let's look at Matthew 4, 1 through 11. This is the disciple. He was tempted hard. This is when Jesus was tested in the wilderness, when the devil came to him with, if thou, there's that doubt, if thou, if you are called, why this and that? Where's your help? If you're supposed to be this, if you're in this Jesus thing, if you're in this Christian thing, if you're supposed to be making it in this position, if you're supposed to be running this business, if you're supposed to be married, if you're supposed to be in love, if you're supposed to be engaged, if you're supposed to be starting school, if this person is mentoring you, why do you feel this? Why is this happening? What's going on? The devil will bombard your mind with doubt because you are a disciple. Just as Jesus was. The enemy knows that if he gets in your mind, you will doubt God. And the Word of God says that it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please them. Matthew 4:4, and it says, and Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell those stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. He again tempted him as he tempts us. Then the devil took him into the holy city. And what's the holy city? What's the holy city? The church. And said to him and sat him on the highest point of the temple, if you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hand, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. He will attempt to exalt you before due time. The enemy will show you a way to be great in the church. He'll show you another way, a way that is not God. And I'm still talking about the temptation of a disciple. Jesus answered him, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Number 8, again, the devil took him into a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Kingdoms of the world. I'm going to show you another way to be exalted in the world. If you just get with the worldly ways, disciple, if you just do things my way, I will show you how to be exalted in the world and be great. Again, the devil took him to a high, very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. The temptation of a disciple. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan. For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. The temptations of a disciple. Do we really realize and understand that once we are tempted in things, once we are tempted and shown. The devil going to show you great things in the ministry. You could be great. You just need to do this. You just need to go there, go over there to that person. They'll sit you up. They'll put you up. They'll have you over here speaking, talking, preaching, teaching. They'll do all that. And God never sent you. He never released you. He never told you to go do those things. And even in the world has splendor. He will show you the greatness, the goodness. Oh, if you just do this, if you switch your music, if you just do this, if you switch what you're saying, you can go mainstream. You can do this. I will set you up. These are temptations. Jesus was tempted on every area that we are tempted now. The beautiful thing about this scripture, one of the beautiful things, is 11, Matthew 4 and 11. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. As we are being discipled, we're here being discipled. And when we're discipling, do we ever get to the point to where we allow the angels to come to attend to us? Once we've been through our temptations, once we've been through our struggles, once I'm trying to do this thing, God, I'm trying to learn this, I'm trying to, I know that you called me in this place. This person is pulling me close. They're telling me this is what I need to do, study this, and then I need to be here. I need to show up. I'm tired. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Do we know that God will send ministering angels to strengthen you? We can't give up. Because if we give up, 11 doesn't happen. So then people get frustrated as disciples. Then their flesh takes over. Oh, they're not paying enough attention to me. Oh, they're teaching this person something and not teaching me. I'm supposed to be learning. It could be anything. I'm supposed to be learning how to do the audio and visual in church, outside of church. I'm supposed to be learning how to do this, but it looked like Brother Bubblegum is teaching Sister such and such more than she's teaching me. Carnal mind has come in because you're tired, you've been tempted. You never allowed the angels to come and minister to you, to strengthen you. Temptations of a disciple. Temptation. So let's look at a few characteristics of a disciple so that when those temptations do come, we will have the strength to stay. So here's three. Number one, faithful. Actually, four, excuse me. One, faithful. Two, available. Three, teachable. Four, self-forgetful. And I'm not saying that this is all-inclusive. This is just a tip of the iceberg. Faithful, are you trustworthy for the work? Can you be taught to duplicate good? Not duplicate wrong, not duplicate error. Can I put this in your hands because you are a faithful person? Can we entrust you in these matters? Can we entrust you with souls? Can we entrust you with objects, with a project? Whatever the case may be, can I entrust you with depositing the offering? Can I entrust you with depositing the nonprofit money, bake sale money? Are you faithful to your calling? Are you faithful? When people say your name, do they think faithful? Or do they think missing in action? Available. That goes along. Can you be found? Or are you full of excuses? Lack the determination to challenge yourself, to make yourself available, to stay the course. Discipleship is a course. Are you available? Do you have excuses? I have kids. okay? I have a husband. Okay. I got 3 jobs. Okay. You can make yourself available for what you want to make yourself available. Teachable. Oh, my God, are you teachable? Do you know it all? Or because of your position or title or age. Or age. Can the 20-something teach the 50-something? Are you teachable? Are you a know-it-all? There's always someone more knowledgeable in something than you are. Are you teachable? Because, no, I'm the supervisor. This employee can't teach me anything. I'm the praise and worship leader. I don't need a voice coach. Teachable. Self, number 4, self-forgetful. Your mentality must change to be a disciple and to make disciples. Philippians 2:1 tells us the importance of self-denial. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion. Self-forgetful. Focus on the task, the goal, the instructions. You won't be thinking less of yourself. But this is true humility. We have to become aware of our needs externally. And we can do that if we understand that as a disciple, discipling, being discipled, whatever the case may be, there's temptations, there's rough spots, there's bloops and blunders, but you don't quit, you don't stop, you stay open, you stay ever learning, you learn and you multiply, and you multiply, and you duplicate good, bringing forth fruit. We have to stop and say, is what I'm doing bringing forth fruit? And I want to leave you with, going back to the qualifications of the disciple, if you have a little time, not a trick question. A lot of times we think there was something you could hear in language. You know, there was something extremely, extremely great about the 12 disciples. They all had different professions. But think back, how were these disciples, 12 disciples, qualified? What qualified them to be a disciple? Just some food for thought. What qualified them to be a disciple? So I am going to leave you with that, and I pray that something that was said encouraged you on this morning to take a look at discipleship, how you're discipling, and if you're being discipled, are you bringing forth fruit? So I want to leave you as I pass the call. God bless you. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do Love, Life, and Victory. I do have to leave to go pick my children to school. So God bless you all, and let this word sink in and multiply down in your spirit as I pass the call.
Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for being a very present help in time of trouble. We thank you for being the author and finisher of our faith. not Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the one that gives us peace in the midst of a storm. And our God Elroy, the one that sees all and knows all things. We thank you, Lord, for being all-knowing and ever-present. And above all, our God who cares and whose love covers the multitude of our sins. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on our souls. Being that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, as children of God, we sometimes fall short. But again, we thank you for making provision for us. In John, 1 John 1:9, you say that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, we ask that you forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, for the sins that we have committed in our hearts as well as in our minds, Lord. The sins of lust, fear, disobedience, lying, stealing, backbiting, and everything else, Lord, that comes along with disobedience. And we acknowledge our faults and yield to your will. Lord, we're just asking that you have your own way, Lord. Have your own way. Because you are the potter and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after thy will while we're waiting, Lord. Help us be still. Today's message today was about discipleship, Lord. And how can we be disciples if we're not disciples? How do we make disciples if we're not disciples ourselves, Lord? So we're asking, Father God, that you just come into our hearts, Father God, and purify our minds, purify our thoughts, give us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Lord, we're just asking as you are making us disciples, Lord, we want to let you know that we submit to your power and authority in our lives. We want you to come in and have your way, Father God, so that when we hear the voice of this that says, this is the way, walk ye in it, and, Lord, that we will walk in that way without any hesitance. Lord, I'm asking that you help us to be teachable, not to try to do things our own way. Not to think that we're better or that we know more just because we know a little bit. We've probably been a word for a lot of our lives, Father God. But help us, Lord, no matter where we are in our understanding of the word, Father God, that we've always been a posture of being teachable. Because our first disciples, Lord, are those of our own household. They're constantly watching us, not so much what we say, but what we do and how we move. But Lord, I'm asking that you help us, Father God, to be mindful, Lord, that our first ministry is at home with our families, to our children, to our husbands, to our siblings, to our parents, Father God. It teaches, Lord, to be constantly looking at them with the spirit of love, with the eyes of love, Lord. Like this song says, open the eyes of our hearts. Open the eyes of our heart. We want to see you, Father God, in them. But Lord, with that, before we respond, let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And let us not let the sun go down on our wrath, Lord. Give us the spirit of forgiveness, Father God, as you've forgiven us. Give us a spirit of forgiveness towards those that have hurt us, be it verbally, be it physically, be it mentally, be it emotionally, Father God, because you forgave us on that cross. And the last thing you said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was love that had you compelled you of that cross, Lord. It is the love that covers the multitude of our faults, Lord. So give us that love as we go in our communities. Give us that love as we walk to and fro throughout our house, Father God. Let us meditate on that love, Father God, that held you on that cross for us, Lord, so that we won't be easily offended. I'm asking, Father God, that you will continue to be with us, each family on this line today, Lord. Each one of us have our trials and tribulations. We go through different things on a given day, Father God. I'm asking, Lord, right now, I'm just listening to those right now that may be dealing with people that they have lost or know someone that has lost a loved one. I'm asking that you will bring them comfort, Lord, and that you will give them peace, Lord. That you will be that very present help in time of trouble, Lord, for them. That you will be ever so close that they can feel you wrap your arms around them at their time of need. I'm asking, Lord, that you continue to be with the TV family, Lord. Each one of us, Father God, are carrying some type of weight, some type of burden. And I thank you that you say that you care for us and that you are our burden bearer, that you want us to cast our cares upon you. So, Lord, we cast our cares upon you, Lord, right now. And we get up from your presence, Lord. We get up with confidence, Lord, that all is well, that you have handled everything that we're going through within as well as without. What's going on the inside of us as well as what's going on the outside of us, Lord, you are handling everything. So I just want to thank you and praise you for that, Lord. I thank you for protection. I thank you for giving us strength, Lord, just to get up, Lord. Sometimes we just don't want to get up because we're just overcome with grief or overcome with just thoughts of just carrying on through the day, Lord. But I thank you that you said that we may endure for a night and joy coming through the morning. The fact that we're able to brush up our eyes, able to brush up on a new day, this joy is present for us right now. So I just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for being that joy for us, Lord, and be that promised joy, Lord. I ask, Lord, the special way that you continue to be with each one of our finances, Lord. Say we have not because we ask not. A lot of times we're trying to do things in our own strength, and we continue to fall short. But, Lord, you own a cattle on a thousand hills, so we don't have to worry about anything. We just need to be obedient. When you tell us to do what we need to do it, Father God. You tell us not to go and buy that particular item, we need to step back from buying that particular item, Father God. When you tell us to pay this, we need to pay that. Whatever we need to do, Father God, whatever you tell us to do, let us be in that place of obedience, so we can see your hand at work in our finances. And I'm asking, Lord, especially that you continue to be with Dion. Lord, I'm just asking that you continue to minister to her, Lord, to continue to lift her up, Father God. I know that there is a special calling upon her life. There's something you have for her to do, Lord. It's already evident just by this prayer line been going on for 3 years. And, Lord, all the lives that have been touched, Lord, the ministries that have been birthed from this, Father God, I thank you for being her anchor. I thank you for being her continual support, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for giving her the strength that she needs, Lord, to carry forward. I thank you for blessing her son, Father God, for healing him, Father God, and the great testimony that's being birthed by him and through him, Father God. How many lives are going to be touched by his testimony, Father God? I thank you and I just praise you for all the victors on this line, Lord, all the marriages, Lord, that are on this line, Father God. Help us to continue to be that beacon of light, to continue to fight for our relationships, Lord, not to let the devil have any victory in our marriages so that we can be that light bearer, that love still lives, that marriages still thrive and that you're still alive in these relationships because you're that third course strand. And so, Father God, I just ask you to continue to bless all of our marriages and just continue to just give us strength, Lord. just continue to just help us to just stay focused on what our purpose here. And our purpose is to be light bearers. You said it was supposed to be those lights that are set up on a hill, not hidden. So help us to focus on that, Father God, and allow your light to shine in our hearts, Lord. Be with us as we go to our workplace, Lord. Let something be different about us today as we walk on the scene today, Father God, that the naysayers will be silenced, Father God, and those that are seeking a change will see something different, something that they desire about you today. We ask that you be elevated in our hearts, Father God. We ask that they will see you and not us, Lord. Father God, less of us and more of you is what we pray today. We just want to thank you and just glorify you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings, for being our very present help in time of trouble. We just want to thank you and glorify you as I pass the call.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you this morning. God, I bless your name this morning for the word of God that was shared with our hearts and minds. God, just giving us a quick reminder. What does it take to be a disciple? God, I thank you that you called us to be fishers of men. God, I thank you that your sheep know your voice and a stranger they will not follow. God, align our ears with your plan and your promises for our lives. God, give us a mind to be accountable one to another. God, to stand fast in faith and in hope, God, in integrity and in character, in love, Lord God, that we understand that wisdom is the principal thing. And in all of our getting, God, that we get an understanding that we're called to a greater purpose. That we're called, Lord God, not only to walk and operate in revelation, God, but that it is our responsibility to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness so that everything else will be added unto us. God, give us the capacity. God, enlarge our territory. God, strengthen our stakes. God, give us a mind, God, to write the law of the land. Write your laws, Proverbs 3, on the tablets of our heart, Lord God, that we would wear it around our neck like a necklace. God, give us a mind to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God, we thank you that we recognize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the very pulling down of strongholds. God, we thank you this morning that you're loosing the bands from around our necks, Lord God, that we are able to walk in liberty and freedom and purpose, God, and we're able to do it in a just fashion. God, give us a mind to work while it's day, because when the night comes, no man can work. God, give us a mind to till the land, God, to plant good seed, God, to give a good word and a kind word. God, help us to have a Samaritan heart. Help us not to overlook our neighbor. God, you said that the first commandment is to love. God, give us the capacity to love beyond our greatest expectation. Help us to perfect it, for we understand and recognize that it casts out all fear. God, help us to walk in kindness and tenderness. God, to be long-suffering. God, to bear the infirmities of the weak. God, help us not to be high-minded. Teach us to walk in humility and purpose, Lord God. And we ask that you would bless every single person on the call, God, every prayer request that was rendered this morning, even those that weren't spoken. God, touch little Amelia's body in the name of Jesus. God, touch Sister Julia in the name of Jesus. God, for every single marriage, God, every partnership, God, every person, every woman that submitted themselves unto their husband's vision. Lord God, give them stamina and strength. Give them courage and wit, Lord God. Give them intellect and wisdom, God. Give them understanding, great understanding in the name of Jesus. God, and then we pray for everyone on the line that's single and waiting. Help us to be single and waiting and not single and sinning, Lord God. Help us to stand in that which we're ordained to stand in, Lord God, and give us the patience and endurance to work out our own soul salvation, God, that we might see you in eternity. God, and then for our children, God, and our grandchildren, I pray in advance, God, that every single generational curse be broken. God, that the spirit of fear and intimidation be shattered in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of the Lamb. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are great stewards, Lord God, that we're responsible, Lord God, that we are integral in our finances, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you give us capacity for the more, that we can be blessed to be a blessing. Lord God, help us to be charitable in all things, Lord God, and to be effortless in our walk, Lord God, that we wouldn't just struggle and stumble all over the place, Lord God, but that we would stand on the principal things. God, I pray for every parishioner, God, every pastor, every teacher, every apostle, God, every evangelist. God, I pray that you would help them to walk upright before you. God, bless them in their coming and in their going. Continue to make them again another. Make us again another. God, continue to put us on the potter's wheel until you make us who you called us to be. God, circumcise our eyes. Circumcise our ears, God. Help us not to be swayed or moved by any gentle wind that might flow. Help us to be rooted and grounded in love, God. And we just ask that you continue to teach us your way, Lord God. God, everything that's not like you, root it out in the name of Jesus. Pull it out, God. Destroy it and downtrod it. Lord God, I thank you that we don't have to be bound by the guilt of our past, Lord God, but that we can walk in the newness of life, God. We can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Lord God, that our hearts are fixed and our minds are regulated in the name of Jesus. For every person that's struggling in their physical body, Lord God, we thank you that you're the great healer. We celebrate you in advance, Lord God, for we know that you're doing a new thing in a new season. God, I speak to every entrepreneur on this line, Lord. I speak to every person that has a business. I speak uncommon favor in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of fear that would keep you from operating in your great places in the name of Jesus. I pray for every person, Lord God, that's not sure about their footing or their purpose, Lord God, that you begin to reveal yourself even the more. And so, God, as we take our phones off mute, we celebrate you in the name of Jesus. God, we call you great and awesome. We call you wonderful and matchless. We call you mighty and holy. We call you Alpha and Omega, God. We call you the beginning and the end, God. We call you the author of all things. And we bless you, Lord God, as we begin to step out on faith, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that every man is given the measure of faith. Lord God, increase our faith. Increase our stance, Lord God. Increase our courage to step out, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we won't fear the waves. We won't fear the winds, Lord God. We won't even disturb you when we're sleeping, God. For you said after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. God, and so we thank you this morning for the power to crush the head of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the ability to declare and to decree a thing. God, and watch it manifest. God, you said that if we speak to the mountains, it will be removed unto the sea. Lord God, and so we thank you that you've given us authority in the earth, oh God. We thank you, God, that we have the ability to rightly divide your word, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. God, we thank you for the liberty wherewith we were saved, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the mind of Christ. God, we thank you that we're joint heirs with you in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, Zion. Y'all got a little bit more to say than that. God is worthy of all our praise. I refuse to step down, God, on your greatness. I refuse to step down on your kindness, God. I refuse to
to sit down on your mercy and your grace, God. God, we know that if we don't praise you, God, the rocks will cry out. And so, God, we declare this morning that you are a great God, that you're worthy, God, even when we don't feel like it, God. Even when it's not looking too good for us, God. Even when our money is funny, God, our things are great, we still call you a great God. We still call you awesome, God.
Hallelujah.
Be great disciples. Great apostles. Great fishers of men, oh God. Help us to follow after you, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Help us to follow after you and stay hard after you, God. Make us thirsty again.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
God, restore us to our first love. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we have the victory this morning.
We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This morning, God, because of your blood, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name.
Just
oh, bless your name, God. We thank you this morning that we have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, we thank you this morning that your provision cannot be altered, God. That your favor cannot be negotiated. That your grace cannot be reversed, God. That your mercy cannot be exchanged, God. God, we thank you that goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives because you're sovereign. Because you're sovereign, God. And we thank you, God, that you made a way out of no way. When it looks like there is no way, but that you always do it.
Yes, Lord.
Even when we don't get it. Even when we don't get it, God. You're still just sovereign. And so, God, this morning we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we thank you in advance for all that you're making us, Lord God, in this discipleship walk. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen. Thank God.
Hello, and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Sharina, a.k.a. Warrior Princess. I'm your hostess. I hope you've been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors? Did I get to say hello? Is there anyone that joined the call late? Did I get to say good morning?
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, it's Niecy.
Good morning, Niecy.
Morning, family. It's Bubbly.
Good morning, Bubbly.
Good morning, prayer warriors. It's Gail.
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Good morning, beautiful people. This is Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, this is Kwame.
Good morning, Kwame.
Good morning, family. This is Arthur.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, the problem is voice of voice a little bigger this time.
Good morning. Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Solomon.
Good morning, Solomon.
Hey, Chocolate Drop.
Hi.
Are there any birthdays today?
I don't know if Moni's on the line, but I know today is her baby boy, Isaiah's birthday. Happy birthday, Isaiah. He's 22 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Isaiah.
Okay. There is no love like a victory portion this morning. Tonight is TNT Bible study from 6 to 7 p.m. with Pastor LaVell Jones. Okay, that's it.
Have a blessed day, everybody. We'll hear you this evening.
6 o'clock. TNT. Love y'all.
Love you guys. Have a good one.
Feel blessed, Juju.
Can we go to mom?